Special Reporters team on a journey down the Yangtze River has arrived in Zunyi, Guizhou Province. The team consists of over 120 reporters from China's major media outlets and is monitoring the changes that have been made along the Yangtze, the longest river in China. Yesterday was day three of that trip after visiting Lijiang and Kunming in Yunnan Province. Zunyi is the second largest city of Guizhou and also an important area along the basin of the Yangtze. And with more on this, we're now joined with CRI reporter Yang Guang, who's on that journey. Good morning.
Good morning.
First up, can you tell us more about the city of Zunyi and why it's crucial to the ecosystem of the Yangtze River?
Zunyi is famous being the location where Chairman Mao Zedong was first elected to the leadership of the Communist Party of China at the well-known Zunyi Conference in 1935. Now Chinese tourists often come to the city to take photographs in the meeting where this historic election took place. Yesterday morning, our team visited the tourist spot and learned that period of history. The administrative region of Zunyi City is actually very large. It has 14 counties within the area, with a population of over 6 million in total. Zunyi is the economic and commercial hub of the North Guizhou province. The GDP of the city accounts for one quarter of the whole province. In terms of the Zunyi's relatives with the Yangtze River, well, two large tributaries of Yangtze that flows across Zunyi before they eventually flow into the Mother River. One is Wuxian River, the largest southern tributary of Yangtze, and the Chufei River, another tributary of the Yangtze River. Very much impacts the condition of upstream Yangtze. If there's pollution in the city of Zunyi, two tributary rivers would effectively affect water quality of Yangtze. Therefore, Zunyi means a lot to the ecological protection of Yangtze River, the Guizhou Province.
All right, well, the Chinese central government has named eco-construction as a priority for development along the Yangtze River. So, based on the trip so far, how would you evaluate the job that Zunyi has done regarding this goal?
Yesterday, we only visited the Wujiang River at Yuqing County of Zunyi City, and I would say the water condition there is visually very good. From the river shore, I could clearly see the bottom of the river and some shallow ponds, both as large water distribution bodies connected to Yangtze River. Wujiang River looks obviously more limpid than Kunming's Dianshi Lake that we had visited. The statistics also back me up. The water in the Dianshi of Kunming is rated grade 5, while Wujiang water is overall rated grade 3. Some parts even reach grade 2, which means the water is drinkable. Local officials told me along the Wujiang River there are no industrial plants, no chemistry factories allowed to be built, which means there's no major pollutant flowing into the river. Mass fishing activities are also prohibited along the river. This move has saved many fish species in Wujiang. We reporters also had a taste of wild fish from Wujiang ourselves. And also in the city, I found some residents swim in the rivers of the downtown Zunyi. This shows people really trust the water quality of the rivers of the city. For the next 2 days, we remain in Zunyi and visit Chufei River and the factory of Mao Tai, a famous Chinese alcohol brand, and see how they're doing in terms of pollution control.